Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, and we are on day 2345 of our trek. The purpose of Wisdom Trek is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. In today's Wisdom Nugget, I'll guide you through the vast landscapes of biblical wisdom. Today we'll be exploring Proverbs chapter 30, verses 10 through 16 from the New Living Translation. In these verses, we'll uncover insights into the dangers of slander, greed, and arrogance, and the importance of humility and contentment. So let's embark on our journey through the wisdom of Proverbs. Verses 10 and 11. Never slander a worker to his employer, or the person will curse you, and you will pay for it. Some people curse their fathers and do not thank their mothers. These verses highlight the consequences of slander and disrespect. How can we understand the impact of slander and disrespect in all of our relationships? We need to recognize the destructive power of slander and disrespect in relationships, whether it is at the workplace or within the family. Choose to speak with integrity and refrain from spreading false accusations or gossip about others. Show respect and gratitude to those who have helped and supported you, especially your parents. Avoid dishonoring your parents by failing to acknowledge their sacrifices and contributions to your life. Cultivate a spirit of gratitude and appreciation for the people around you, treating them with kindness and respect. Now let's explore verses 12 through 14. There are people who think they are pure when they are filthy. There are people who think they are good when they are wicked. Some people take their eyes off their own plate and envy the success of others, but their own mouths are never satisfied. Some people are like swords ready to destroy, and words from their mouths are like knives. These verses warn the dangers of arrogance, envy, and destructive speech. How can we understand the pitfalls of arrogance, envy, and destructive speech in our lives? We need to beware of the destructive nature of arrogance, which blinds the individuals to their faults and leads them to believe that they are righteous when they are really not. Guard against envy, which causes individuals to focus on what others have instead of being content with their own blessings. Avoid comparing yourself with others and coveting their success, knowing that it leads to discontentment and dissatisfaction. Be mindful of your words and actions, ensuring that they build others up rather than tearing them down. Choose to use your words to bring life and encouragement to those around you rather than causing harm or destruction. And finally, let's turn our attention to verses 15 and 16. The leech has two suckers that cry out, "More, more." There are three things that are never satisfied. No, four that never say enough. The grave, the barren womb, a thirsty desert, the blazing fire. These verses illustrate the greedy nature of certain desires and appetites. How can we understand the dangers and insatiable desires and the importance of being content with all things that we already have? Recognize the dangers of pursuing and insatiable desires, whether it's for material possessions, recognition, or physical pleasure. Cultivate contentment by being grateful for what you have and avoiding the trap of always wanting more. Embrace moderation in all areas of your life, including your desires and appetites, knowing that an excess leads to dissatisfaction and emptiness. Choose to find satisfaction in God's provision and His presence, knowing that true fulfillment comes from our relationship with Him. Live with the understanding that contentment is not found in the accumulation of wealth or possessions, but in the heart that is at peace with God and His plan for your life. And there you have it, my friends. Insights from Proverbs chapter 30, verses 10 through 16. These verses offer us timeless wisdom in practicing integrity and respect, guarding against arrogance and envy, and cultivating contentment and moderation. As we continue on our journey through the pages of the Bible, let's remember to apply these timeless principles in our daily lives. Until the next time, keep seeking God's wisdom and make it part of your daily trek. And if you found this podcast insightful, please subscribe and leave us a review. Then encourage your friends and family to join us and come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, and most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey. and create a great day every day. See you next time for more Daily Wisdom.